Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's DGB Health Time again, this hour devoted to the thoughts and the work of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is from Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida. He's an eminent cardiologist, student of the craft, if you will, interested in preventing you. It's not his business is great, and maybe he'd like it to be a little less great by you paying closer attention to the sum and substance of his knowledge, what he has here research-wise. There's always the COVID stuff that we start with, but there's more material around right now that is focused on his specialty, which is heart disease. And as time allows, Ken, let's try to get to some of that, plus some other things that are nuanced from the world of medical information and medical education. So let's get started with the COVID info that's applicable. Apparently, a lot of doctors vaccinated against COVID, pretty much everybody did, according to the AMA anyway. So what doctors are we talking about? Are we talking about conventional doctors that have degrees from medical institutions? What about DOs and doctors of chiropractic, et cetera? Are they in this poll?
All right, Doug, I want you to guess the results of this poll. Let me set it up. This poll was done 2 weeks ago by the AMA of practicing physicians. What fraction of practicing physicians who are AMA members are vaccinated already?
AMA members. Okay, so that's
this was taken
clear.
Among...
That's a clear.
I have to say that, I don't think that really changes it. It was more that these are practicing physicians.
DOs and DCs.
Yeah, DOs are welcome.
Are they? Do they belong to the AMA?
They can belong.
Oh. Excuse me, I didn't know that.
The key is practicing physicians.
I would say 94% of all physicians... have been vaccinated.
You are so close. It was 96%.
96%.
2 weeks ago, we're already fully vaccinated.
So what does that tell us? Why is that practical information that's important for people to have? What does
that tell you? That tells us that the doctors are not getting their medical information from Dr. Google, Dr. Social Media. They're getting it because they went to medical school, they got training, they know how to read research, and they're coming to the conclusion that it's more risky to be unvaccinated than to be vaccinated, and they're getting the vaccine. Because, yes, 50% of Americans have gotten at least one shot, but a lot haven't. Another 50% haven't. But among physicians... 96%. So if you have any concern about getting vaccinated, just remember 96% of physicians are already vaccinated, and I'm one of them. And so there's some great news out there. Look at Israel. Israel is a country that is not 50% vaccinated like America, but nearly 90, close to 95 plus. Almost everyone in Israel is vaccinated right now. And age 12 and above that it's been approved for. And, you know, COVID is almost gone. It's rare to even have a single case of COVID.
What about this new variant, though, that people are talking about that seems to counter the info on what's going on here? We have about 70% of the population in America, it seems, not in a lot of red states, but the blue states. And I don't make this political, but everybody does. But when you look around the rest of the world, like 19% of the population of the world has got a shot. So what does that do for the overall health and well-being or the acclimation that we need to have in order to move past this?
Well, to get rid of a human virus, we have to get rid of the human homes for the virus. So that to get rid of this, ultimately, we've got to get the world vaccinated so that the variants don't develop outside of America and then come back to haunt us. Fortunately, Doug, And we have to watch this every day. Fortunately, the mRNA vaccine is the ones where you get two doses. The mRNA vaccines, so far, they've been effective against the variants, even when some of the experts thought that they wouldn't. The fact is, they are. And this is so hopeful and great news, but we've got to get humans vaccinated to keep ahead of this so we can all get back to our lives.
All right, so I'm going to counter. This is the devil's advocate in Doug Steffen asking a question. Your recommendation, your medical advice, and the advice of most of your colleagues is to get the shots.
Except there's one maybe exception, and that is if you've already had the disease.
Yeah.
You have to decide that on a case by case basis whether you should get at least one shot. And if you've already had the natural disease, you are going to have some immunity, and it is rare for people, not unheard of. There are breakthroughs, but it's rare if you've had the illness itself, because you do develop immunity, and as we watch, it seems to last longer. But it seems like if you get at least one of the two shots, you have even more widespread coverage against variants and even more sustained higher antibody levels. So I would recommend, I wasn't in the one-third at least of Americans who naturally have antibodies because they got COVID-19. I was not in that group, but if I was, I would still be getting, for me, one shot, and I would be talking to my doctor about what to do about it. It depends on how much of a risk you are for severe COVID. And also, long haulers occurs even in the minimalist of cases of COVID-19. So why not get another shot, at least one shot, if you've already had COVID-19?
Other COVID items and a connection with doctors and prescriptions and stuff as we move along. A lot of studies this week, as usual. Ken avails himself of the time at midnight. Most of the time, that's when he gets done practicing his medical work and get all the charts and stuff done. So then he looks up all this information for us to talk about here on the air on DJV Health. Doug Steffen, continuing with Dr. Ken. There are millions of children in our country who rely on their schools for a healthy breakfast and a healthy lunch. In the wake of the pandemic, an unprecedented number of children don't have enough food to eat. So let's see if we can find out a little bit more on how that's working and what we can do to fix it, perhaps, from Andy Solomon.
The evidence is clear. Children need nutritious foods to reach their full potential. And the National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs are crucial to improving child nutrition security nationwide. Dr. Cheryl A.M. Anderson with the American Heart Association.
Prior to the pandemic, children who participated in these national programs ate more healthy foods and had an overall better quality diet.
With childhood obesity getting worse because of the pandemic, it is essential that the food being served in schools give children the proper nutrition they need to thrive. That's why the American Heart Association is working to defend science-based nutrition standards for school meals and make universal school meals permanent.
This year, Congress has an opportunity to protect and strengthen federal child nutrition programs when it considers child nutrition reauthorization. So let's urge Congress to provide equitable access to healthy meals in schools for all children nationwide.
To get involved, visit heart.org/healthymeals.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
DJV Health on the air. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. So we're talking about the numbers here. I thought it was pretty significant this week, the announcement from the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, that the city has become, Ken, the first major metro in the country to have a fully 70-plus percent of the population vaccinated. How does that stack up with the rest of the country? Isn't it like... It's 50-some-odd percent, isn't it, at this point, of people that have been vaccinated? The red states are really way behind.
It depends on the age, and I wouldn't generalize about the red states being way behind. I wouldn't really
You know, this
generalize.
Has become political. I'm just using that as a geographic thing. But it seems the more red states.
I don't know about that, but if it is, it is. But what we know is nationwide, 50% of adults have had at least one shot. And in the over 65, it's really looking a lot better. 70 to 80% are with at least one shot. And so the people who are really most at risk are getting the vaccine. And it's recently approved for 12 to 16-year-olds. And as people get back to school, I would urge, talk to the pediatrician, mom and dad, about getting the kids vaccinated. There's a practical reason. When somebody gets exposed, the kids won't have to go in isolation, won't have to go away from school, they won't have to miss soccer practice because somebody in the group had COVID. If your kids are vaccinated and they're exposed to somebody with COVID-19, who cares? They're going to stay right in school. They're not going to have to stay home for 2 weeks.
That sounds funny the way you say it, but I guess that's true. You know, one other, well, we got a bunch of COVID things, but with vaccines, we can spend another minute there. Johnson & Johnson says the FDA has approved the extended vaccine expiration date. Tell people how that affects them. What is the, you know, we see on bottles of medicines expires on a certain date. Has J&J's vaccine lasted longer than the Pfizer or Moderna? Why is
All drugs have an expiration date. Whenever you take a drug, you should always look at it over the counter, prescription, make sure you're not taking it after the expiration date. And this is just on a specific basis for this drug. The drug company, in doing their studies and going forward, has decided that it is effective longer than they expected. They're extending it. But I want to tell you, I have a bias in favor of the mRNA vaccines.
Yeah.
The ones that require 2 doses. So I would really urge you to look at
those. So ignore what Ken is saying is Pfizer and Moderna are his choice. They do involve 2 shots unless you've had a COVID experience, and pretty much stay away from J&J. I guess if you have no choice and this is all that's available outside this country, that may be the case in other countries, so you take what you can get. But I hear loud and clear what you're saying, and I think the audience does as well. So what's the old expression? expression, a word to the wise is sufficient. More wise words from Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Marlboro, Florida, as we continue here on this week's DJV Health Program.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken from Florida. What has happened now? I wonder. I haven't asked. There was something
I
saw.
Let me just answer why I said that I prefer the two. And I'm not. And if only the single shot is available, I would definitely take it.
Yeah.
But if you have a choice, the two shot choice, the mRNAs are 95% effective versus about 60 to 70% effective for the single shot vaccine. That's why I feel that way. But if you have only the one shot choice, definitely take it.
I want to get to something that I just made reference to because I'm curious in the sort of post pandemic era, if the number of people coming into your office, into your clinic at Lake Cardiology in Florida is going back to its normal quote unquote numbers. Are you still experiencing a demand for telemedicine? I noticed that there is a poll about telehealth. It is growing in use. Acceptance is great among many Americans, and one wonders whether that trend will continue, and will you continue to do it at your office? Because I think I've suggested to folks listening to this program over the last year and a half, if you want to have a great consultation, go to see you personally. But if you can't, call the office at 352-735-1400 and get an appointment for a telemedicine checkup, telehealth checkup, I guess. So what about its growing use, and will it continue, Ken, as the COVID emergency, call it what you will, subsides?
Well, several questions there. Let's first talk about telehealth. So one of the good unexpected outcomes that has been introduced into medicine due to COVID-19 is the acceptance, the love, introduction of telehealth. And I'd be shocked if telehealth goes away as COVID-19 is going to go away as we all get immunized. And if it is in a way already or very close in many places. Mm-hmm. So, but telehealth is not going away unless the insurers suddenly decide that they're not going to cover it. And that would really devastate so many people in medicine, both providers and patients. And so many people love it and see benefits and how it can be used in the post-COVID-19 era very effectively, because it was used so effectively during COVID-19. We needed it, and we can use it so well going forward, even when COVID-19 is not there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to continue to do it, and you expect
Absolutely.
That it will continue as the studies suggest.
Okay. I'd be shocked if it goes away.
Got it. All right, back to COVID and vaccines and boosters. This is something back and forth, and the reason that it attracted my attention for two reasons. One, because this study happens to focus on transplant patients, and I was interested in a story about a young 14-year-old who died this week awaiting a transplant. She had had 14 different operations, including a transplant, a heart transplant, when she was less than 2 years old. How that has to be extraordinarily difficult, because the heart isn't the right size. I mean, isn't it? You can't put an adult heart into a child, can you?
Absolutely not. But the surgeons are amazing. They're doing heart work surgery in utero these days. I mean, it's amazing how talented and gifted and skilled some of the surgeons are, and they use computer technology to help them, and it's just amazing. But when we come back, I want to talk about why it's safe and desirable in people who are getting transplants to think about a booster and let everybody understand it, and then it'll be helpful.
All right. There's more vaccine news as well, especially if you have children in the family, so stay tuned for that. The updates continue here on this week's and weekend's DJV Health Program, because it's heard different times all over the country. Stay tuned. More from Dr. Ken coming right up. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience, because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap, because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room, because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Phoenix say one person has died and three others were shot. Also, nine others were injured after a series of shootings that took place over 90 minutes in three different cities.
We don't know what the motive was. We don't have an idea of what this person was thinking when he went on and did this. Obviously, we want to figure that out. Because there's a lot of scared people and a lot of people who this affected.
Peoria Police Sergeant Brendan Shepard says they now have a suspect in custody. Peoria Surprise and Glendale Police are all investigating the shootings in their city, along with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. A tropical storm warning was issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as a potential tropical cyclone makes its way toward the northern Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Feds are raising their inflation expectations. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year, meaning interest rates could rise soon. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones. Also, Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Moving back into the fold, the second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. Doug Steffen on DJV Health with Ken. We wanted to spend a little bit more time talking about the vaccine that can be applicable, the rule applicable, if you're a transplant patient, Ken.
Well, let's talk big picture. Realize what the vaccines do as opposed to the therapeutics for the disease. The vaccines are gold to increase your own immune system to fight the virus. That's the goal of the vaccine. So if you as an individual have an immune system that's a little lethargic and not functioning as well as it should, then you might need a little more boost than the rest of us who have a normal immune system. And there's a number of reasons why the immune system can be weak. It can be weak because doctors purposely want it to be a little bit of weak so it doesn't reject a new foreign body, a new organ. When people get a transplant, we get very strong medications to weaken the immune system so the immune system doesn't quickly reject the organ that's transplanted. So this subgroup of people who are on immunosuppressive medication so that their transplanted organ is not rejected, they may need another shot, a third shot, to get their immune system revved up to recognize the virus and to act if the virus comes into your body. Then there's also people who have illnesses, or the so-called autoimmune illnesses, what the rheumatologist often sees, the lupus, these sorts of drugs, the diseases, the autoimmune illnesses where the immune system is either underactive or overactive in a bad, abnormal way. The question is, these people might also need a little bit more attention with the vaccine. And if you understand how the vaccine works, it all makes logical sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me just backtrack a little bit here because the recommendations you have for vaccines, I was noticing earlier this company in Europe called CureVac. They've come up with a COVID vaccine to sort of try to compete. It's an mRNA vaccine, but it's only efficacy 47%. So that means it's pretty unacceptable, right? You're going to go back, even though the reason I bring it up is because you say you like the RNAs, Pfizer and Moderna. So this was another outfit that was trying to come up with something, and they can't hack it, apparently.
Well, it's all compared to what? We have two vaccines that are both about 95% effective, the Pfizer, the Moderna. So why would I want to get a vaccine that's 45%?
You wouldn't. But if there's nothing else available, then, and that was back to the Johnson & Johnson thing.
Well, 60 to 70% is not too bad. And you have to realize that different viruses require different effectivenesses of the vaccines for the whole thing to work. Measles is a good example. You really need 90% plus in a vaccine for it to get rid of the virus. Whereas in polio, the famous polio vaccines were only about 60 to 70% effective. And 3 years later, there was no polio because we got to herd immunity. There were no homes for the virus and it was gone. So it depends a lot on the virus.
Now, what the Johnson & Johnson thing, if we can take a side trip again for a moment, we were talking about J&J and whether you want to have the single shot, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you think part of the problem with people's perceptions about getting the J&J vaccine has to do with things like the $2 billion verdict in favor of that group of women? And they developed ovarian cancer from using the talc products. And this has been all over the news. Women especially are talking about this, all these cancer sufferers from the various states. And so there's a bias, whether appropriate or not.
As a scientist and a good scientist should be unbiased. The reason my feelings about Johnson & Johnson's vaccine has nothing to do with their talc and whether talc causes ovarian cancer. My feelings about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is just what the science shows is how effective is it versus the other options that are out there. That's the only bits of information that go into my assessment of the vaccines. Safety and effectiveness of what's out there.
All right. So then just as an aside, do you advise against using talc from anybody? What do you know about talc and what it does?
I think at this point, I don't know. Do you know anyone who's using talc these days? Can you even get it? I don't even see it in the supermarket anymore.
I have.
Do you have it like 10-year-old stock? Please throw it out.
What I have,
Your ovaries will be fine.
I think my ovaries would be good. I do a lot of stops when I'm around the country buying, or the Northeast, buying cattle and equipment and stuff for my farm. And there's a place, Vermont has a couple of country stores called the Vermont Country Store. And they have an all-natural organic talc that's sort of lemon-flavored and has none of the stuff in it that we are concerned about, mostly asbestos and things that are really horrible for your body. This is an all-organic compound. It's a nice little dusting, and I frankly use it on my private parts because I think it helps keep them dry and safe.
Well, your ovaries, you don't have to worry about
them. Why did I know you were going to go that way? Okay, let's go back. Let's get away from...
Unless there's some new information I'm not aware of.
All right. The COVID vaccines for children, how are we doing in that department? They're safe, and should I have my six-year-old grandson, my daughter and I and her husband talk about having a vaccine, or he's too young?
Well,
it's in public school.
Right now, it's not yet approved for that young a person. It's approved to 12 to 16, just got approved.
Yeah.
And there was some concern about whether this inflammation of the heart was an issue. And it turns out it's only about a dozen cases. It's very rare. And this does also occur in the natural population. And so-called expert review of it has determined that the risk of not getting the vaccine far outweighs the risk of getting the vaccine. And so the current recommendation is for the 12 to 16 that it was just recently approved, yes, get it. And again, as I pointed out earlier, the real good benefit for the young folks going back to school is when they get exposed to that one person who has COVID-19, they're not going to lose 2 weeks of school. They're not going to lose 2 weeks of soccer practice. They can stay there and say, who cares? And it doesn't matter. And they can live their life like the rest of us who've been vaccinated.
All right. If you want to lose weight, here's some information on calorie counting. Apparently that's more important than anything else, according to this study that you've brought to our attention.
In the world of weight loss, and you know, we talked a week ago about this groundbreaking new drug, semaglutide, 15 to 18% weight loss in 16 months of treatment. That's a lot of weight loss. And that's extremely exciting, groundbreaking, once-a-week injection.
Drugs.
Hopefully it'll be approved by insurers, and it'll be affordable. 15 to 18% loss of your body in 16 months. It's approved for people who are obese or overweight, 70% of Americans, and have at least one associated medical problem. The only issue I see going down the road will be the cost. But importantly, in the studies with semaglutide, which is going to really change the world of medical treatment for weight loss, now getting to the levels only you could get with surgery in the past, you have to be also on a good diet. And the question is, do you go the healthy diet counting calories, or the latest fad, which does show some benefits scientifically, as you know, fad may not be the best description of it, but that is this occasional fasting diet. And you can get good effects, but the bottom line is calorie counting is more effective.
All right. But there are more drugs involved. Let me talk with you about that a little bit as we have time. As long as we're talking about healthy weight loss, let's spend a minute talking about Calitrin. Doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve anything that's not natural. It's stimulant-free, doesn't have anything in it that is other than natural. It's made in America, certified by the FDA. It's aloe vera, which helps you sleep, among other things. These great digestive enzymes, which are so good for your gut. And collagen protein, which helps your body repair itself and rebuild itself. Because that's what happens. You lose a lot of weight, whether it's quickly or over a long period of time. Your body composition changes. So you need a little bit of help to stay healthy. And this is the right way to do it. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com, if you please. Toploss.com is the website where you see all the stories about these people that have had success. 86% of the people that go to toploss.com and order Calitrin and use it find success. I like it because it keeps the weight off. So losing the weight is an important thing, no question about that, as Ken and I were saying. But, you know, if you do a fasting or whatever it is, calorie counting, still at the end of the day, you want to keep, after you do all that work, you want to keep the weight off. Do that by using Calitrin. All natural, that's a perfect, that's the only reason I talk about it, because it is all natural, and I won't endorse anything on the air that isn't all natural. Check it out, toploss.com, the website. You can get 3 months free right now by using the discount code DJV, also free shipping. Check it all out and use it. You'll be very happy with the results. Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028, for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back to Dr. Ken for a couple of more minutes. So I'm back to the drug thing a little bit here. You and I are best of friends, and I respect you. That goes without saying. I wouldn't have you on this program if it weren't that way. But you and I are very close in lots of ways. And so when I say something that sounds, some people would listen to me and they'd say, well, this is kind of critical. You sort of flipped a switch here with me just a moment ago, talking about the drugs that would be used to lose weight. And I, you know, was talking about the all-natural way. But I, in general, there's so many drugs, Ken, around now. It just seems like everything is built on drugs, 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 and more drugs. And I just, I guess I'm not comfortable with it, because it seems that we're being inundated and we're becoming such a drug culture. We're so dependent. Everybody laughs at me when I tell them that I'm really not on any drugs at all, except, you know, the light dose of statin. I still wonder about that. You know, there are some people who say that statins contribute to Alzheimer's. That's been in one of the journals I saw this week.
Well,
so I'm throwing a lot of things out.
There's some important information about stopping statins this week, and we'll get to that hopefully.
Well,
how dicey that is and how risky that is.
But there's also a study that says that taking statins could lead to Alzheimer's.
No,
so
that,
what do you
that
believe?
What I believe is that the data on Alzheimer's and statins, there's results on both sides. And the problem is that so many people who are on statins are getting Alzheimer's in that age group, and it's really hard to tease that apart, and the various studies come on both sides, so the effect is probably neutral. What's very important is a study this week showing how dangerous it is to stop a statin, because if you're concerned about polypharmacy, we're all taking too many medicines, so get off medicines, let's stop it. You don't want to stop the statin unless you're having an adverse effect, because it leads to quicker heart attacks and strokes.
So there's the word. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health. Doug Steffen, I want to remind you about all the great podcasts that we have that are wrapped around the information that Ken gives to us every week. The most recent podcast, by the way, begins with a warning to be aware of the possibility of COVID airborne germs being too close to people who are singing. That was part of our recent conversation. We also discussed reports that have been exaggerated by the news media. Duh, what else is new of COVID vaccinated people dying? Ken puts the straight spin, if you will. It's kind of like Bill O'Reilly in the no spin zone for medical info. This is the no spin zone, and Ken means it. Whereas with Bill O'Reilly, everything is spin. This is Ken's review of lots of different medical information from medical journals. That's what we discuss. Matter of fact, there's a review in this podcast of the early symptoms of a heart attack. So, and, you know, the weight loss stuff, very important. A lot of game-changing information. Help yourself to it. It's free and available every week in our podcast, in the download, and on the program itself. Check it out at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So, first question for Dr. Ken has to do with some conflicting information about statins. A lot of people listening to us right now, Ken, are on statins. You've suggested to many of your patients, and you've told me many times, you think you've helped save lots of lives by prescribing statins over the last, what, 12, 15 years? How long have statins been around?
The late 1980s.
Really? That long?
Yes.
But they're better now, aren't they? What was the first statin
more,
like versus?
They're more potent now. They lower bad cholesterol much more, and they lower the inflammation in the circulation much better.
That's what cholesterol does. It causes, too much cholesterol causes inflammation in your circulatory system. Is that right?
Well, there are two separate factors that lead to plaquing. Too much bad cholesterol and too much inflammation in the circulation. They each have their own independent set of factors and causes. And those are the two factors you want to get down. Doug, polypharmacy, taking too many drugs. I'm as much against it as you are, and much too much in medicine. It's reflex. Oh, you have this symptom here. Take this drug. We don't even look into why you're having it. Here, just take a drug to cover it up. That kind of, you know, shotgun type of medicine, you've heard me for decades say I'm against it. And I try to prescribe medicines that you take for the long term, not the short term, but for the long term, only that are life prolonging, that are going to improve the quality of your life on both accounts. And I'm as concerned about, I'm going to say it again, I'm as concerned about polypharmacy as you are. But this important study this week that looked at the odds of death or hospital care, they both rise when statins are stopped. So you just don't want to stop the statin when you're trying to thin down the medication, or you're looking at death, you're looking at hospitalization, more heart attacks, more strokes. And you need to look at each drug separately. If you're having an adverse reaction to the statin, obviously it has to be substituted. But you just don't want to stop it being, because so many people do say, oh, I'm on so many drugs, I just want to get rid of it, I can't stand it, I'm sick of taking these drugs. That's the way, the quickest way. Remember when former President Clinton suddenly had his bypass surgery?
Right.
After he was out of office?
Yeah.
That was precipitated by him getting fed up with taking drugs, and he stopped his statin, and then he ended up in the hospital with bypass surgery.
Huh. That's not handy. All right, let's get to another question. As long as we're into this business about cholesterol and that sort of thing, is obesity a health risk even if you have normal blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol readings?
Exactly. Yes. And this is so important at Medical Journal Diabetologica this week, that if you do have a BMI above 30, but you're at the moment your blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are still in the normal range, obesity itself is a risk factor for bad illnesses, heart attacks, strokes, and many other things, cancer also.
Really? All right. So it's very important to know all of this stuff, but there is so much information. It's hard for all of us to keep up with it. That's why we have you give us the straight story from your perspective and your research. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.